Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Boy, have we been having fun looking at quarterback statistics in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, so historical quarterbacking comps flying in all directions.
Don't go look up the numbers of Broadway Joe
or Archie Manning.
Don't look up Archie Manning's numbers.
Bad for you. Bad for your eyes. So starting in 2002, just real quick, to reset what we were talking about, Lawrence asked the question, is it possible for a first-round pick quarterback to go into a bad situation and still be great? And the answer is maybe.
But it's unlikely.
It's highly unlikely. These are just a smattering. These are first-round quarterbacks going back to 2002. Patrick Ramsey, Joey Harrington, David Carr, Rex Grossman, Kyle Bowler, Byron Leftwich, Carson Palmer, J.P. Losman. Here's the best year. Roethlisberger, Rivers, and Eli Manning. Jason Campbell, Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith. Jay Cutler, Matt Leinart, Vince Young. Brady Quinn, Jamarcus Russell. Joe Flacco, Matt Ryan. Josh Freeman, Mark Sanchez, Matthew Stafford. That's how old Matthew Stafford is. Tim Tebow, Sam Bradford, Christian Ponder, Blaine Gabbert, Jake Locker, Cam Newton, Brandon Whedon, Ryan Tannehill, Robert Griffin, Andrew Luck. E.J. Manuel, Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Manziel, Blake Bortles, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston. Paxton Lynch, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Mitchell Trubisky.
Sad face.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Dwayne Haskins, Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Burrow, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Kenny Pickett. Chances are your first-round quarterback sucks.
Right. And we do have to control for that. I'm just wondering, is there anyone that maybe Matt Ryan?
Is he great? I think he is. I think he's
statistically, yes.
Undeniably.
But that's what I mean about Matthew Stafford. Is Matthew Stafford the poster child for this? Drafted into a bad situation.
Knew it over time.
Spent multiple years in a bad situation through countless regimes of bad situation. Pops up in an organization that understands how to do it, wins a Super Bowl, solidifies legacy, and I'm using air quotes for those of you who can't see me on Twitch, solidifies legacy as great quarterback by finally winning a Super Bowl. Is that the closest that we're going to come to this? Him and Matt Ryan?
Yeah, Matt Ryan is undeniably great.
And Matt Ryan's situation, so there's the Michael Vick stuff, then Matt Schaub takes over, right? Like, Matt Schaub was kind of the steadying force of the Falcons franchise while Vic went to jail.
Yeah.
And then there's, Matt Ryan should be on the list. The quarterbacks before Matt Ryan, the year that Matt Ryan was drafted, Joey Harrington,
Didn't they bring back Steve DeBerg out of retirement?
Chris Redman.
And Chris Chandler was there?
Byron Leftwich.
Oh, geez. Chris Redman.
Louisville, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. So how does one... So then the question becomes, how does one become and stay great while dealing with bad situations? Folks on Twitch were going, well, he had bad coaching last year, but he's got good coaching this year. One, I don't know that to be true. Two, I'm looking at the totality of the situation. Who's he throwing the ball to this year? Each week it's different because Flusie's running him into the ground. What's your offense look like overall? Who's protecting the quarterback? When we go all Ralph Wiggums and go, I'm in danger, that's Justin Fields right now. Because of the way that his offensive line is built up.
It isn't just the offensive line. Your protection is also in guys being open.
Yes.
Because that means the ball's out. It is. We always think of it as this, it's just the guys in front of him. It's not. It's on how the pocket moves. It's on how quickly he sees what he can see and who's winning their matchups at the line of scrimmage to get their hand in the air and say, hey, kid, you're not going to get hit if you get the ball to me now. Team game.
It is. But I guess we can look at Matthew Stafford's career and Matt Ryan's career and go, it's possible that a player's greatness will shine through and they can dig themselves out of it even with a bad organization depending on the level of greatness that there is in a player.
A lot of support for Josh Allen, too, just saying that this was a guy who had these raw skills and the rocket arm and didn't have any help around him. Eventually, it was the perfect...
They went and got him some help.
And they tailored a system to what he wanted to do.
To me, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are very similar in the situation that you're in wasn't necessarily... Like, we wouldn't look on it from a personnel standpoint on the field as being great. But the front office went and helped them from that standpoint. And the two players were both improved by the coaches that they worked with. I could make an argument that John Harbaugh is one of the greatest coaches of this era, right? And he knew exactly what he wanted to do. And he and Greg Roman said, this is what we're going to do with this offense, and we're going to let this guy flourish and shine. I think similar things happened in Buffalo with Brian Daboll and Josh Allen, where it's like, we see it, and we're gonna tailor our organization to this player.
We're going to pare it down and then build it back up.
That's right. And what you saw is, in the case of Jackson, him being an MVP – and likely the highest paid quarterback in a couple of weeks, I imagine, or maybe before the year is done. And in Josh Allen, one of the game's brightest young stars. If that's the trajectory that Justin Fields can go on, if he can go from having a sloppy first year, I've said this and people get mad at me when I say it. I look at what happened in Philadelphia. I want him to have the same level of improvement that you saw in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. I think he's better than Jalen Hurts, way better. But I'm talking about jump from year one to year two. Jalen Hurts was a much better quarterback in year two than he was in year one. That's all I want to see from Justin Fields. And it's trying to figure out, can he have that with what's surrounding
him. In this discussion, Lawrence and Dan, you're both talking about a lot of the same things regarding trying to play to the quarterback's skill strengths and recognizing that within the coaching staff. And I think of Justin Fields and his appreciation for Luke Getsy to this point. Because we already heard it in the offseason, like early in OTAs, he talked about how he really liked working with Getsy's approach and how Getsy's open to all the players on offense, providing them with information and easy access to learn what they're supposed to learn. Now, this was provided by Peter King in Football Morning. Morning America. Thank you. So that's the source. But this is real quick. Justin Fields spoke to Peter King. And here's what he said about Luke Getsy.
You know, I think, you know, Luke's a great mastermind. He's a great offensive coach. He's probably the best quarterback coach I've had in my life.
So again, we're hearing Justin Fields clamoring and saying that I like Luke Getsy, so I'm going to buy into this relationship for now.
They haven't played a game yet.
Correct.
They haven't played a game yet. And if I'd rather him say that than not, I guess.
I mean, here's if you're looking for a bright light for Justin Fields on this, if you want to try to dig into his character, you could go, well, he's kind of already done this. At Georgia,
that's right.
He wasn't getting what he needed. It was kind of a bad situation. He goes to Ohio State, and I'm sure Ryan Day is like, wait a minute. We did a lot of great things here in Columbus. But if you look at Justin Fields and go, look at the player that they thought they had in Georgia, and it wasn't working, to the player that ends up being a first-round pick after what he did at Ohio State. So maybe it's in him to survive some of this, and when he finally gets with someone that understands what makes him tick, and can get the most out of him, perhaps he flourishes.
574 texter. What about Mitch? Could potentially be great.
No,
I don't think so.
I
think great's off the table.
I don't think that he can be great, and he's already in a battle for his life for the starting job in Pittsburgh. I don't know that he's going to win it because I don't know if he's made of that. And I keep going back to him in college. And watching the tapes of him in college. And that Gruden video, I'll never get over that. I'll never get over the quarterback club with him and John Gruden, where Gruden is asking him to do a hard count, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And some of the things that still are problems for Mitch. I think Mitch will play for a decade or more in the league. I really do. Because he'll still, for the most part, have his wheels, and he'll eventually, I think, get better and be a perfect backup quarterback for someone. Maybe win you a couple games in a playoff season, like that sort of thing. But I'm with you. Great is off the table for that young man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.